All right, so we've got a really interesting mix of sources today, all about what's happening in the crypto world. We've got some straight news articles, a bit of expert analysis, and even some, social media buzz. It seems like everything's pointing to some pretty major shifts happening.
For sure.
So let's just dive right in, see what we can uncover and what it all means for you, especially given your interest in DeFi.
You know what strikes me is how all these different stories we've got, they all seem kind of separate on the surface, but they're all connected. They all reflect this bigger shift that's going on in tech in general.
I see what you mean.
Like, take the layoffs happening all over the tech industry right now.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Crypto's not immune to that, obviously.
Definitely not. And some big names are getting hit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Consensus, they're like a huge blockchain development company. They just announced they're letting go of 20% of their workforce.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, I think it's something like 160 people.
Oh.
And then there's DYDX, that's a DeFi platform.
Decentralized finance.
Exactly.
Okay.
They're cutting even more, like a crazy 35% of their staff.
Wow, 35%. What's going on there?
Well, it seems like there are a few things at play.
Okay.
Like you said, tech in general is going through this whole wave of layoffs. But crypto also has its own unique pressures, things like all the regulatory uncertainty
Absolutely.
and the market volatility. It's a tough environment right now.
Yeah, and especially for a company like Consensus.
Oh, how so?
Well, they're in the middle of that whole battle with the SEC.
Oh, right, yeah.
So those regulatory challenges are definitely adding to the strain.
Yeah, for sure. It's interesting, though, how these companies are spinning the layoffs.
Oh.
It's almost like two different narratives. Consensus is calling it strategic restructuring.
Okay.
They're trying to focus on their core products and ride out the storm. But then you have DYDX talking about going back to startup mode,
Interesting.
like prioritizing agility over scaling.
Almost feels like a step backward.
Doesn't it?
It does make you wonder about the whole DeFi sector.
Yeah.
Like, how mature is it really? Is it stable? Or is this like a sign of a bigger shakeout coming?
That's a good question. Something for you to think about, especially with, your own investments.
Oh, for sure.
Like, does this make you rethink which projects you're backing?
Yeah, I'll have to give that some thought.
And speaking of shakeups, we can't forget about the whole FTX saga.
Oh, man.
Remember Nishad Singh, one of FTX execs?
Was he head of engineering?
That's the one.
Okay, yeah.
Well, he just got a sweetheart deal.
Really?
Yeah, no jail time.
No jail time at
No,
all.
he's cooperating with authorities against Sam Bankman-Fried, so they let him walk.
Wow, that's interesting.
I know, right?
It shows you how the government is approaching this whole thing.
Yeah.
They're willing to cut deals to get the testimony they need.
To build a case against Bankman-Fried.
Exactly. He's the big fish they're after.
So it's all strategic.
Definitely.
Speaking of strategic moves, did you hear what Reddit did?
No, what?
They sold off almost all their Bitcoin and Ethereum holdings
Wow, really?
right before a major market rally.
Talk about timing, huh? Makes
Well,
you wonder what they knew.
right. And this ties into something we talked about earlier
What's up?
about institutional confidence in crypto.
Oh,
Remember, Reddit was getting ready for their IPO,
right.
so it's possible they wanted to look more stable financially.
So they dumped their crypto to reduce their exposure to the volatility.
Exactly. Makes sense, right?
It does, but it also raises some bigger questions
Like what?
about how institutions view crypto in the long term.
You mean, are they getting cold feet?
Yeah, is this a sign of caution? Or just a strategic play in a crazy market? It's hard to say for sure.
It is, especially with all the ups and downs we've been seeing.
For sure.
But here's the thing. While some big tech companies seem to be hesitating, there's a whole region that's embracing crypto like crazy.
Oh, really? Where
Out
the?
Eastern Europe.
Eastern Europe. Interesting.
Yeah, they're becoming a global leader in crypto adoption.
Wow, that's surprising given all the regulatory hurdles they faced.
I know, right? But there are some pretty compelling reasons for this.
Like what?
Well, for one, a lot of people there have limited access to traditional financial services.
Okay.
And then you have economic instability in some countries.
Makes sense.
So people are looking for alternatives, systems that give them more control.
It's almost like we're seeing a glimpse into the future.
You think so?
Yeah, where crypto adoption isn't about speculation,
Right.
but about actual need, a desire for financial inclusion.
That's a really interesting point.
And it's not just about finance.
Oh,
Elon Musk just made this wild prediction.
what did he say now?
He thinks humanoid robots will outnumber humans by 2040.
He's got to be shitting.
I know, right? No. Maybe he's tired of running Tesla. But, you know, we got to take this with a grain of salt.
Sure.
He's known for making bold statements.
That's for sure.
But there is something to be said for the advancements in AI and robotics.
Oh, yeah. They're happening so fast.
It's mind-blowing.
So you're saying maybe a robot takeover isn't so far-fetched?
I wouldn't go that far. Yep. But his prediction does make you think.
Yeah. About the ethical implications.
Exactly. Like, what does it even mean to be human in a world full of robots?
And what about the impact on jobs, the economy? These are big questions.
Big questions with no easy answers.
That's for sure.
Speaking of questions, there's a controversy brewing right now.
Oh.
Involving Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast, the YouTuber.
Yep. He's been accused of crypto insider trading.
Seriously? What happened?
Well, some researchers looked at his trading patterns, and they say it looks like he was trying to manipulate the market.
For his own gain, of course.
Of course.
This is exactly what we were talking about earlier, the influence of social media.
Right. It's a huge issue.
Especially in crypto, where there's so much money flowing around.
And so few rules.
It's like the Wild West out there.
It really is.
You've got these influencers with millions of followers.
Yeah.
And they have a massive impact on people's investment decisions.
But nobody really knows what's ethical.
Or what disclosures are needed.
It's a recipe for disaster.
You're telling me, especially for young, inexperienced investors.
They see someone they admire promoting a project.
Yeah.
And they jump in without thinking about the risks.
So the question is, who's responsible for protecting them?
Right. Is it the influencers, the platforms, the regulators?
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Very tough. There's no easy answer.
But one thing's for sure, the current situation is not sustainable.
We need a better framework, something more robust.
To ensure transparency.
Yes.
Protect investors.
Absolutely.
And promote ethical behavior.
100%.
This has to be a collaborative effort, though.
Yeah, it can't just be one group.
Influencers, platforms, regulators.
And most importantly, investors themselves.
Right, they need to educate themselves.
Yeah, understand the risks.
Know that there's always the potential for manipulation.
And do their own research before putting any money into anything.
Couldn't agree more. This whole Mr. Beast situation just highlights how important due diligence is.
Especially in DeFi, where things are moving so fast.
And there's so much potential for innovation.
But also so much potential for hype and scams.
Oh, right, it's a double-edged sword.
It is. But that doesn't mean we should shy away from crypto altogether.
No, absolutely not. There's too much good happening.
There's a lot of positive innovation out there.
The people who genuinely want to make a difference.
Right. Using blockchain to empower people to make systems more transparent.
And don't forget about the potential of AI and robotics.
Oh, yeah, sure. Musk's prediction might sound scary.
A little bit.
But these technologies could really improve our lives.
Imagine robots doing dangerous jobs, freeing up humans for more creative work.
Or AI helping doctors diagnose diseases earlier and more accurately.
It's pretty incredible when you think about it.
It is, but we need to be smart about it.
Approach it with a balanced perspective.
Exactly. Acknowledging both the risks and the opportunities.
And remembering that technology is a tool.
A tool that we can use to build a better future.
A future where it serves humanity, not the other way around.
Exactly.
And that brings us back to what we were talking about with Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
It's not just about the tech itself.
It's about something deeper.
Yeah, that desire for financial freedom, for control over your own destiny.
It's a universal desire.
Something we can all relate to.
For sure.
So yeah, technology is a tool.
Right.
And it's up to us to decide how we use it.
To shape the world we want to live in.
To create a future that benefits everyone.
A future where technology empowers us.
To connect with each other.
To access information.
And to build something truly extraordinary.
Exactly.
So on that note, we want to hear from you, the listener.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on all of this?
What excites you about the future of crypto and tech? What worries you?
We've covered a lot of ground today.
But the most important insights will come from your own reflections.
Think about how this information connects to your own values and experiences.
Because this deep dive is just a starting point.
We've given you some context, some analysis, some different perspectives.
But now it's up to you to form your own conclusions.
To decide how you want to engage with this evolving world.
And remember, what seems certain today could be completely different tomorrow.
This world is constantly changing.
It rewards curiosity, adaptability.
A willingness to challenge assumptions.
So embrace the uncertainty, stay informed, and keep asking questions.
Because the future of crypto and tech,
it's not happening to us.
It's something we're creating together.
And with that in mind, We'll leave you to ponder the possibility.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Yeah, and that idea of balance, it really sticks with me, you know, especially when you think about what's going on in Eastern Europe.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just about, like, the tech itself.
Right. It's about people, like, wanting more control over their finances, wanting more freedom, which, like, who doesn't want that?
I mean, that's something we can all relate to, for sure. It really shows how technology is, at its core, just a tool.
Totally.
It can be used for good or bad. It all depends on who's using it and why.
Exactly. And that kind of brings us back to the whole Mr. Beast thing.
Oh, right.
It's bigger than just one influencer, you know?
Yeah.
It's about the whole influencer system.
Right.
And the need for more transparency, especially when it comes to money.
It's kind of a mess, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like the Wild West out there.
Totally. So much money pouring into crypto.
Yeah.
And these influencers have so much power.
Yeah.
But the rules are so unclear.
It's a risky situation, for sure.
For everyone, but especially for people who are new to this whole thing.
Oh, absolutely. They're the most vulnerable.
Yeah, they might just follow someone blindly because they like their videos or whatever.
And not even realize what they're getting into.
Exactly. So, I mean, who's responsible for protecting them?
Yeah, that's the big question.
Is it on the influencers to be more ethical?
Or the platforms to have stricter rules?
Or maybe it's up to the regulators to, like, finally catch up.
It's a complicated issue.
For sure. There's no easy answer.
No, but one thing is clear.
What's that?
This can't go on like this.
Yeah, something's got to change.
We need better rules, clearer guidelines.
More transparency.
Absolutely. Investors need to know what they're getting into.
And influencers need to be held accountable.
Exactly. And everyone needs to work together on this.
Yeah, it can't just be one group's responsibility.
Right. It's got to be the influencers, the platforms, the regulators.
And the investors themselves.
Yes. People need to educate themselves.
Do their own research.
Absolutely. Don't just take someone's word for it, because they have a lot of followers,
especially in crypto,
where things can change so quickly.
It's like, you know, remember what we were saying about Reddit selling off their Bitcoin?
Oh, right.
That just shows how important it is to be careful.
And to really think for yourself.
Don't just follow the hype.
Exactly. And this whole Mr. Beast situation just, like, underlines that point even more.
I mean, this is especially important for you, you know, with your interest in DeFi.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's such a, like, a hot area right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, like, really risky.
Oh, yeah. There's so much potential for innovation.
Absolutely.
But also so much potential for, like, scams and shady stuff.
Right. It's a delicate balance.
But that doesn't mean we should, like, abandon DeFi altogether.
Oh, no. Not at all.
There's too much good happening.
People are doing amazing things with this technology.
Yeah. They're using it to empower people, to make things more transparent.
And we can't forget about the potential of AI and robotics.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I know Musk's prediction was a little out there.
A little bit.
But these technologies have the power to, like, really change things for the better.
I mean, imagine if robots could do all the dangerous jobs.
Or the really boring ones.
Yeah, then humans could focus on more creative work.
Or just spend more time with their families.
It's a nice thought.
It is. And AI could help doctors diagnose diseases earlier.
And maybe even prevent them altogether.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing when you think about it.
It really is. But we need to be careful, you know?
Yeah. Approach it with a balanced perspective.
Not get carried away by the hype.
Exactly. There are risks and opportunities.
And we need to be aware of both.
So that we can use technology wisely.
To build a better world.
A world where technology serves us, not the other way around.
And that kind of brings us back to what we were saying about Eastern Europe.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just about the technology itself.
Right.
It's about something more fundamental.
Like what?
Like the desire for freedom, for control over your own life.
Yeah, that's something that resonates with everyone, no matter where you're from.
It's a universal human desire.
Absolutely. And it shows that technology is ultimately a tool.
A tool that we can use to achieve our goals.
To create the kind of world we want to live in. A world where everyone has the opportunity to thrive.
A world where technology empowers us, not controls us.
Exactly. Wow, it's kind of crazy to think about how much we've covered in this deep dive.
I know, right?
From, like, companies laying off people to legal battles to, you know, robots taking over the world.
It's been a wild ride.
It has. But one thing's for sure.
What's that?
This whole crypto and tech world, it's constantly changing.
Yeah, that's what makes it so exciting though, right?
It is exciting, but it also means you got to be ready for anything.
Oh, absolutely. You can't get too comfortable.
Like what seems like a sure thing today could be completely different tomorrow.
Exactly. You got to be adaptable. You got to be willing to like question your assumptions.
Be ready to learn new things all the time.
All the time. This is not a space for people who are afraid of change.
Definitely not. But for those who are like up for the challenge.
Yeah.
It's full of opportunities, especially for someone like you who's really into DeFi.
Oh, yeah, totally. But it's also important to be aware of the risks.
Oh, for sure.
Like we talked about, you got to be careful with influencers.
Yeah, don't just blindly follow someone because they have a lot of followers.
Do your own research, always.
And remember that regulations are still like a big question mark.
Yeah, that's a big one. Things could change really quickly on that front.
But even with all that uncertainty.
Yeah.
There's so much potential for good here.
Oh, absolutely. We've seen how blockchain can be used to make a positive impact.
And AI and robotics, they have the power to like transform our lives.
It's all about using technology wisely, though.
Right. Making sure it serves humanity, not the other way around.
And that brings us back to what we were discussing earlier, you know, about Eastern Europe.
Oh, right. Where they're embracing crypto, even with all the challenges.
Yeah. It shows that this is about more than just the technology itself.
It's about empowering people, giving them more control over their lives.
And that's something we can all get behind, right?
Absolutely. So as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah,
we want to leave you with this thought. The future of crypto and tech.
Yeah.
It's not something that's being done to us.
It's something we're all creating together.
Through our choices, our actions.
Our beliefs.
So what kind of future do you want to see?
What role do you want to play in shaping it?
Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep asking questions.
Don't be afraid to challenge the status quo.
And remember, the possibilities are truly endless.
So go out there and make a difference.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
Until then, stay curious.